Hello, I'm Julian Fisher, and I'm in conversation with Andrew Tucker from Thames Water. Welcome, Andrew.
Welcome, thank you.
Now, Andrew, we've all been enjoying this glorious, long, hot summer, and in fact, I can't remember the last time it rained. For most people, this is turning out to be one of those long, hot, wonderful summers we remember from our childhood. But for Andrew, you and your colleagues at Thames Water, this must be creating some challenges. But before we talk about those, how does this year compare to previous years? Is it turning out to be a scorcher?
I mean, we do love the warm weather, I mean, especially after a fairly long grey winter. But this one is quite a challenge. So normally we might have 3 or 4 days back to back of sort of 30 degree weather, but we're now seeing 30 to 40 of these days. So what it's bringing upon to water companies, and it's not just us, it's water companies throughout the nation, is that water consumption is at record levels. So we're seeing big surges. So it's everyone using water all at the same time. So we can only put in so much water into the network. And if we can't meet demand, if demand is so high, then sometimes there are consequences, but we're working hard.
So this isn't about supplies running out. This is really about just managing demand because everyone's out filling the paddling pools, watering the plants, and just putting a little bit of extra strain on the system?
I mean, no, we actually rely on winter rainfall, and the rain that we got through the winter and into the spring actually was quite good. So we recharge the Thames, we recharge our underground aquifers and the streams from that. So the long-term picture is okay. Mind you, we have to watch that every single day. It's the short-term thing. It's the right here, right now, everyone in every business and every house using record levels that is causing the concern.
Now, you've actually surveyed the public, haven't you? Because there's a little bit of disconnect between how much extra water people are using and what people think they use. Is that right?
Yeah, sometimes we take it for granted. I mean, water is just part of our daily routine. We get up and we use water and we bathing and we might put the washing on and we have cooking and cleaning and there's toilet flushing going on. So we may not be thinking about water itself. It's just part of our job to get where we need to be. So we engage with customers all the time. And this particular latest research just shows that maybe 9 out of 10 customers really are either unaware of how much they use or don't actually know where to make the savings in the house because of what it can do for them.
Well, we'll come on to those savings in a minute. But just in terms of numbers, how much extra water are we using?
Well, we're putting about 450 million litres of water extra into the system every day just to try and meet this demand, which is about a 17% increase of the normal amount. So it's a lot.
Well, homes and gardens across the country, there are paddling pools filled, there are water fights going on, there are sprinklers and hoses going. Apart from just saying, please don't use as much, what are the practical tips and advice you can ask people to do to make that little bit difference individually that adds up collectively?
Yeah, it's the simple stuff. I mean, water is actually fairly, fairly simple. So showers. Take a minute off your shower. If you're efficient, then fantastic. We'd love to use you as a case study, almost a model customer. But very, very typically, people are showering 10, 15, 20 plus minutes, and that really adds up. I mean, 20 minutes in a shower could be 200 litres of water. That's just gone. If you're outside the house, the hose pipes and sprinklers, you mentioned them before, but they're absolutely crucial. So instead of running a hose pipe for 30 minutes, which might be 500 litres of water, use a watering can. Tiny amount of water, it does the same thing. And at the moment, brown grass is everywhere. Brown is fine. We don't need huge amounts of water onto it. The grass will bounce back. And then you come back in the house. So if everyone has a single flush toilet, the old lever handle toilets, they're fantastic piece of kit, but it might use 9 to 13 litres every single time you flush. So you can go on our website and order a cistern displacement device. We'll save a litre every time. And that adds up if you've got multiple people in the house using it all day. Or if you're going to replace it, go for a dual flush. It'll halve the amount of water you're using on that device.
Understand the inside, but outside is where a lot of water is being used at the moment. Kids are having water fights and paddling pools are being filled. But you've got some specific advice around things like paddling pools, water fights, even down to sort of how and when you should water plants. Because obviously people don't want to see their plants die.
So you want to water your plants really at the before the sun comes out. So if you're putting water in a plant, whether it's a pot plant or even just the sprinkler process, in the middle of the day, you're going to lose most of it through evaporation anyway. So you don't want to do that. That's just a waste. Let's just use it sort of either at nighttime and let it soak in, and the plant won't need as much to actually achieve what you're trying to do. Paddling pools. We love paddling pools, whether it's the kids or even some of us big grown-up kids. But let's try and keep it to a minimum. You can fill a big paddling pool up and there's like a week's worth of water for an entire family that's gone. So can we use something smaller? Can we reuse the water, put it onto our pot plants once the kids are finished? Can we wash the dog in it? And chances are the dog might already be in it. So those things really do add up. It's about minimizing what we use, and once we use it, can we reuse it?
Now, you've come up with this thing called the 10-litre challenge. What is it and how does it work?
Simple stuff. So if everyone could save 10 litres, I mean, we've got 3.5 million households out there, 10 million people taking water from the system every single day. At the moment, because of the lovely dry weather, nothing's going back into the system. So if we can save 10 litres right now, that would add up to be a fantastic saving. It would take a little bit of pressure off the network. And it can be done so simply. So minute off your shower, almost there. And then add that to just turn the tap off and you brush your teeth. And there's pretty much your 10 litres. And if you want to be the absolute superhero, which we want everyone to be a superhero, go outside. And when you're using water there, use it in the way I described before. No hose pipes, no sprinklers.
Now, you're asking people to be superheroes, and I'm sure people are responding. They may turn around and say, what are you doing to help conserve supplies?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we're fixing more leaks than we've ever done before. It's about 1,000 a week that we're fixing. We are putting more water into the system. We've got teams out there looking for more leaks. We've got teams out there going in some regions door-to-door in households and door-to-door in businesses offering free retrofits. So we'll come into your place and retrofit that house with shower heads and go into offices and care homes and pubs and hospitals. We're changing some of the devices they've got in there, especially their bathrooms. And we're doing that for free. And we are, in some areas, we're also looking where we can bring tanker water in to replace the use of the mains water. So instead of irrigation systems at plant nurseries or golf courses, we'll offer different forms of water to reduce them drawing it straight off the mains network.
Now, you're a water efficiency manager. You're not a weatherman. But how are the next few weeks looking?
Well, I've got multiple apps like everyone here. And the latest that I've seen from internal and also on the apps is also that we've got some more hot weather on our way. And I've at least another 2 weeks of it. This week in particular, I mean, last weekend, we saw the greatest amount of water ever used, the biggest surge on demand that we've seen in some regions. This weekend's weather forecast is absolutely identical temperatures, sunny, 29, 30 degrees, which has its benefits, but it also comes with this risk of a bigger surge on demand. And if that continues, we need to keep this message going, keep getting assistance out there, keep fixing as many leaks as we can and asking every business and every household to play their part. Because ultimately, the water comes from the local environment. It comes from our rivers. It comes from our streams. It comes from the groundwater aquifers. We take it from that to a certain amount that we're allowed to. We treat it. We put it into supply. So the more we save now, the better it protects our local environment, which is a great thing.
Okay, so if people want to know more about those tips and advice, or if they want to understand more about the 10-litre challenge, where does everyone go for more information?
So straight to our website and click on the top. We've got off the homepage, or you can click on the Be Water Smart tab at the very top. You can order free devices if you're a Thames Water customer, and we've got all our information, tips and simple bits of advice. And if everyone does it, we should get through this hot, dry spell okay.
Okay, so head to Thames Water's website. I'm Julian Fisher, and I've been in conversation with Andrew Tucker from Thames Water.